Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, January 12th. Wow, we're almost halfway through January. That's kind of crazy.
Surprising. Yeah.
I know. Usually the slowest month of the year for me is still going a little slow, but still, that's kind of surprising to say out loud. And then a lot of people will have a three-day weekend this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday. So we are back here on a Monday morning. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. How are you doing this morning?
I had an interesting night last night after that horrible loss from the Chargers. I don't know what happened, but like all of a sudden I started feeling a little bit of a throbbing headache on my left side of my head.
Aww.
And I was like, no, like what's going on? I went to bed and I couldn't sleep because of the pain. So I said, you know what? I'll just take a little bit of melatonin and take a little Tylenol and hopefully it'll go away. Turned out in like 3 hours later, it was already 12:30. Still couldn't sleep. Still couldn't just, the pain was still throbbing. I actually texted our boss. I was like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it into the show tomorrow. I am not feeling good at all. He's like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. You do what you can.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want to say I'm not coming in. Let me try to sleep, wake up and see how I feel. I got like 2 hours of sleep, but my headache went away.
Oh my gosh. You still should have stayed home.
I know.
We could have survived.
I know, but it's always like, at least try. Like that's my thing is like, if I don't feel good the night before, sometimes I just like get up, try to go to work. And if you go downhill, then go home versus like, oh, I feel better. Maybe I could have went to work. You know, I hate the coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah, I get it. Because the only way I will ever call out is if I am physically throwing up or if I don't have a voice. Like, those are the only two reasons. If I'm sick, otherwise my head hurts, I still come in. So I tell you, you take care of yourself, but I would do the exact same thing.
And
you know?
I'm finally going to my doctor's appointment today too. So maybe bring it up. I was like, I don't know if this has any correlation whatsoever, but I had a huge migraine last night.
Yeah, something's going on. You haven't been feeling good, huh?
Yeah.
For the last couple of weeks.
I'm still wondering if I'm still recuperating from my big trip, but it's like, it's been 2 weeks already. I want to just get normal, you know?
Well, you went there for 2 weeks, so it took you 2 weeks to get on that kind of time. And so, yeah, I could see it taking a while for your body to fully recover. And just traveling takes a lot out of you anyway.
Yeah, but I think I'm on the mend. Hopefully I'm going to see, you know, better health-wise, and the doctor might maybe prescribe something or just give me some advice on what I need to do. But
yeah,
it was a great weekend overall. How about you?
It was a really good weekend. Like you, watched a lot of football. Sorry about your Chargers. Watched lots of football. And then on Friday night, I did the puck drop at the UNLV hockey game. And this was my first UNLV hockey game. I'm going back because we had so much fun.
Nice.
I had no idea how much fun the games are. I mean, those guys are so good. You know, they're national champions, right? They won last year. And we just had the best time. I was like, when do they play next? We want to come back. Like, it was just so much fun. You got to go. But there was something that happened that I was actually kind of mortified by what happened. I'll tell you guys later.
Mortified?
Mortified. I was so embarrassed about something that happened at the game that it was on my mind all weekend. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I just kept reliving it over and over. Like, you know when you do something or say something and you're like, why did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I do that? Like, what was I thinking? One of those moments happened to me. So this morning, I'll have my full confession. It was just one of those things where even though I had the best time, I still can't stop thinking about it.
And that's the worst, like when you're staying up at night, they're like, why did that half second just ruin my whole entire day?
Oh man, it was rough. But yeah, I did that. And then watched the Golden Globes last night. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. this morning. I thought Nikki Glaser as host did a really good job.
She's so cool. Like, even just like her walkout before she even starts her monologue, you could already tell, like, oh, she is about to crush it.
She's like fully confident. She poked fun just the right amount where it was funny and not mean. Mm-hmm. And it was good. Those 3 hours, I don't want to say they went by fast. It's really long. But at the same time, it was fun. She kept us entertained. So we'll talk about that after 6 this morning and what's trending. A lot going on the show. Let's like break it down for you. At 7:30 with the Mega Minute, it was just announced last week that Bruno Mars is going on a world tour, and we've got your tickets to see him. These are win them before you can buy him tickets to see Bruno Mars when he comes to Allegiant Stadium. We've got your tickets, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Ed Sheeran. He's coming to Allegiant in July. You're going to go see that show when you win Heads Up. So a lot going on this morning. Let's start the show. It's Mercedes in the morning. So does this happen to anyone else with your name? Even if you don't have a complicated name, do you feel like you always have to give a follow-up line to better explain your name to people? Here's what I'm talking about. So we, over the weekend, were ordering takeout, and the guy on the phone asks for my name, and I say Mercedes, and just out of pure survival instinct, I add, like the car. I always say Mercedes, like the car. I can't just say the name and leave it at that. I have to follow up with like the car. The funny thing was, because usually that's enough for someone to be like, oh, okay, gotcha. There's this like really long pause, and the guy goes, I am so sorry. I have no idea how to spell that.
Is that the first time you ever got that?
Yes. Like, usually they'll just attempt, and 9 times out of 10, they get it right. But sometimes I'll get a Mercaides or something.
What?
Like, just bizarre. Yeah. But, you know, I get it. It's complimented. But I felt like I started laughing when he said that. I go, no problem. And I spelled it for him. It just, it just tells you everything you need to know about what happens to our names once we hand them over to a stranger, you know? And,
yep.
And they don't know what you're talking about. Does everyone have one of these? Like, do you have a name explanation? And what is it? 702-364-9400.
So I don't have to explain my name. I just have to tell them how to spell it. So mine's kind of the opposite of yours. Since my name is Stephanie, there are so many variations of how to spell it. I've gotten like Stephany, Stephanie, and I'm like, the way to spell Stephanie is Phanie. And they're like, ah, thank you. So I don't really have an explanation, like a metaphor of how, yeah, Stephanie, but how to spell my name is what I experience.
We always have to experiment with how people are going to understand our name, know how to spell our name. I totally get it. My husband has a simple name. It's Matt, M-A-T-T. And he even has one of these that he has to do
what?
For people. Every single time he gives his name, he follows it with Matt with 2 T's. And I make fun of him all the time because it's like, who on earth would spell Matt with 1 T?
Yeah.
Like a doormat? And he swears it happens all the time where people will spell it M-A-T just like that. And so you never know who's going to have to explain their name. We're getting some text here. This one says, my last name is Nave, so I always have to say it's pronounced like Dave, just with an N. Yeah, I'd be like, Nave. Okay, how do you spell that?
Yeah, never. Especially when they're uncommon ones, like you've never heard them before, I can understand why people have to give a little bit of an explanation.
This one says, my name is Africa, so I always say Africa, like the continent. I love your name, first of all. Second of all, yes, so some people may be confused by that, not understand where you're going with it.
I remember there was a listener that called into the show to like chime in on a topic, or maybe they were playing a game, and their name was Channing. And I'm like, Channing? He's like, yeah, like Channing Tatum without the abs.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, January 12th. It is 6:03. Thanks for joining us this morning, guys. It's good to have you here. I hope you had a great weekend. Just heard Golden from the K-pop Demon Hunters movie. They had a great night at the Golden Globes last night. We've got a lot of those details coming up here in just a few minutes in What's Trending. That's what I did this weekend. I watched the Golden Globes and I went to the UNLV hockey game. It was a really nice weekend. Steph, I know you had friends in town, so you went like full Vegas tour guide, right?
Yes, it was fun playing a little tourist in our own city. And it was because my childhood best friend came to town and he's like, oh, you know, what should we do? And I was like, oh my God, I know you love to take photos. So two places I recommended that we went to was, the first place was the High Roller at the Link. Perfect spot for views. And the second place I recommended was the Vegas sign. And he was like, you know, I haven't actually been to the Vegas sign since I was a kid. So I was like, perfect, let's go to the Vegas sign and we'll just do a little, I'll do a little sightseeing there. But going to the Vegas sign,
there's one sight to see.
It is a one sight to see, and it is one line to see.
There's one sight.
And it's really just one sign. But it's a great little photo op. I think it's great. So whenever I go to the Vegas sign, and I don't go much, but whenever I pass it or whenever I see photos, it always reminds me of how long that line is just to take the photo. And so I remember, I don't know if I saw this online or someone told me about it, but they said that there's a hack. When you go to the Vegas sign, you just skip the line. Don't worry about waiting in that long line. And you go to the side of the sign. So you get the same effect. You get the same, you know, you get the whole sign in there. Sometimes you'll get the Harley Davidson part of the background. Or if you go on the other side, you see the Mandalay Bay. So it's kind of like kind of cool. You don't have to see it straight on. So we get there, and I don't know why it felt so illegal, but I'm like, all right, you guys, we're going to try this. We're going to skip the line, and we're going to go to the side, and we're going to take photos. So we did. We pass the line. We go to the side. We take our photos. We're in and out in like 2 minutes. But here's the thing that was so funny. Right when we got done with taking our photos, no line because we skipped the line, we're walking back to our car. You can see that we influenced people that were in the line to actually get out of line and do the same thing we did.
Yeah, they're like, why are we wasting our time here? Look, they were in and out in like 5 minutes.
Yes, and you could see that people were waiting a long time. I want to say that line, you could easily be 45 minutes. So I'm like, oh my gosh, did we just influence the tourists to do what we did? We sure did. So if anyone wants to go to the sign, if you have family or friends in town, try it. I promise you, you won't regret it.
A little tourist trick for you, a little hack. Do you have any more of those as a local that you're like, don't fall for these tourist tricks? Let me give you the hack for that. Does anyone else have another one? 702-364-9400. Mine is always the side streets. Always side streets. Every time I see a line of cars like stuck on Las Vegas Boulevard, I kind of feel like, if you only knew, guys, if you only knew, you know. Meanwhile, I'm here on Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra or Koval or Paradise or Swenson, Twain. Like, there's just so many side streets that I don't think they know about. And I'm always like, you got to learn the side streets. And Waze has helped a lot with that. That kind of leads them in other directions to avoid the traffic. So I'll give them that. But, you know, I'm not staring at the back of a tour bus. I'm just getting around the things that I need to get around.
Smart,
you know?
Yes. Have you been to the, I don't know what about it is about Google Maps, but it's been like kind of glitchy lately with all of the Uber drivers I had to take this past weekend. It was like going on the main road. And how do we avoid that? How do we tell people like, hey, don't take Las Vegas Boulevard, take the side streets, and the Uber driver doesn't even know, you know?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't use Google Maps. I only use Waze. That's my preferred method. And it usually just, because it's, Google Maps is in real time. You just gotta make sure that you're in real time on some of those apps, otherwise it's just gonna send. It's like when people take taxis, they don't take them as much as they used to. I used to say, don't let them take you on the 15 unless there's some sort of major traffic incident, because they're just long hauling you.
Yes,
they're just long hauling you. There's easier ways. And so people would get in, my friends, and they're like, don't take me on the 15. And the driver would look at him like, how did you know?
You know the tricks of the trade.
Yes, exactly. Well, a lot coming up on the show this morning. 7:30, your tickets to see Bruno Mars, a new single, a new album coming, a new tour on the way, and your tickets to see him at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. 8 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to see Ed Sheeran. He's bringing his Loop tour to Allegiant Stadium. We've got those with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. The Golden Globes were last night. There were some big moments, big wins that already have people talking. We're getting into what happened and who walked out with trophies. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Golden Globes are trending this morning. The 83rd Golden Globes were held last night. Nikki Glaser returned as host. I felt like she kept the night safe. She had some good jokes. I thought she did a really good job as host. She did her usual focus on some of the celebrities. Here's her going after Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio is here for one man bun after another. What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane. I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up.
Seriously, I don't know anything else about Leonardo DiCaprio.
All I know is that he starred in Titanic, and then after that, he's done a lot of movies.
She did go after Timothée Chalamet, too.
Timothée Chalamet is here for Marty Supreme. This is interesting. Not a lot of people know this, but Timothée Chalamet is the first actor in history to have to put on muscle for a movie about ping pong. This is true. He gained over 60 ounces. It's insane. And lastly, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Keep proving to us that in this industry, you are never, ever too old to still need money.
Now, speaking of Timothée Chalamet, he ended up winning last night Best Actor for Marty Supreme.
The amazing cast of this film, Odessa Zion, Gwyneth Paltrow, Tyler, the Creator, Fran Drescher, Kevin O'Leary. If you would have told me when I was 19 years old, I'd be thanking Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. All right, you're laughing, so I got away with that. Thank you, Kevin.
It was an interesting night. One battle after another won Best Musical or Comedy, and also picked up Supporting Actress for Teyana Taylor. She was really, really grateful.
Last but most importantly, to my brown sisters and little brown girls watching tonight, our softness is not a liability. Our depth is not too much. Our light does not need permission to shine. We belong in every room we walk into. Our voices matter and our dreams deserve space. Thank you so much, everybody.
She looked so beautiful last night. I was so happy she won. Have you seen One Battle After Another?
I need to watch the movie. How was she?
She was great. She was really good. I thought there were some really good movies this year. Sinners won for Best Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, which they were saying that was kind of like an award that they put in there for like... So that Sinners could get recognized.
I was going to say, like, not going to lie, I really thought Sinners was going to win more of the awards last night, but I also didn't see a lot of the movies they were up against.
Yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters won Best Animated Film and Golden won Best Original Song. Here is EJ accepting that award.
When I was a little girl, I worked tirelessly for 10 years to fulfill one dream, to become a K-pop idol. And I was rejected and disappointed that my voice wasn't good enough, and now I'm here as a singer and a songwriter.
It was really cool to see. On the TV side, The Pitt won Best Drama, The Studio won Best Musical or Comedy Series, and that is what's trending. Has anyone ever had the nerve to hit on your partner when they knew you were together? Because I guess Scooter Braun is living that life right now. He's dating Sydney Sweeney. And according to Page Six, pro athletes keep sliding into her DMs anyway. Like, they know they're dating, but they're like not even intimidated by Scooter Braun
whatsoever. Are we sure these pro athletes know for a fact that they're dating, though?
Yeah, we do know that, because they're even saying things like, why are you with him? Things like that.
No way.
That, according to Page Six, I'm just reporting the gossip stuff, but not only, like, These are not like old messages that she just checked her spam folder and realized they were in there. They're currently coming in. And it's Sydney Sweeney. I'm kind of thinking, well, duh. Like, I think people are going to continue to hit on her. But this is her boyfriend. And the people around him say that he feels really disrespected. And honestly, like, who would not? Sydney, she apparently ignores the messages and she blocks the people right after they send them. So, but the fact that they keep coming in is the part that kind of makes you like, ugh, that's so disrespectful, you know? And that's where this hits home. You can trust your partner, but still feel weird about knowing that there's someone who out there that's just bold enough to shoot their shot anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's frustrating how these, do you think it's the celebrity factor in these pro athletes? Like, oh, I'm a pro athlete. I can grab this girl and steal her from her man.
Yes, I think there's a little bit of ego involved, but I don't think you can only relegate it to pro athletes. Like, have you ever had someone hit on your husband in front of you? I think some people just think, I can do this. Like, I don't care. Has that ever happened to you? 702-364-9400. Or maybe someone knew you were with your partner and they hit on you anyway. And you were like, wait a second, I'm literally with this person. 702-364-9400.
I remember, this was when we were first dating, James and I. This was like maybe 6 months in. Everyone kind of started to know. We were out at the club in downtown and one of our mutual friends was trying to, I guess, dance with me. And he was like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? And he's just like, you know, when you're trying to, like the body language is just like, I'm trying to get at you. I want to dance with you. I think you're beautiful. That was the motion I was getting.
Yeah.
And I told him like, hey, you know, just to let you know, like I'm dating someone now. And he goes, oh no, I know. I'm like, okay.
See, it doesn't have to be a pro athlete.
You're so right. But I think I don't know if I was in the wrong for not doing this. I never ended up telling James because I just didn't think it was worth the time or the effort. And plus, I ended up not dancing with anyway because, one, that's a turnoff. And two, why would I want to continue having a dance with you if you're totally disrespecting what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes I think that it's okay to not share that stuff. It's just gonna anger them. You know, there's nothing to worry about. So yeah. I do think it's okay to be selective about sharing that information. It has happened to me before, and it happened with a celebrity, and I got so upset. And maybe this was just me kind of having low self-esteem. I'm not sure, but this was back like in the early 2000s, okay?
Okay.
And this artist came to town to perform at the joint, the old joint, okay, at the Hard Rock. That tells you how long ago this was. So the radio station has a meet and greet with this artist. And so we go in there and we all like, nice to meet you, take our pictures and stuff. And I noticed this artist keeps talking to my husband. Like, she keeps finding reasons to talk to him. And I'm like, you know, look, I'm not going to say I wasn't a little intimidated by it, but I was like, whatever, that's cool. So then we go to the show. We miraculously got upgraded to the front row.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God, we didn't have front row tickets. But then the record person said, hey, the artist wanted me to give you front row tickets. And I was like, that's cool. And so we're in the front row. She comes out and she starts singing and she will not break eye contact with my husband.
No, that is weird. That is way too much of a coincidence. I would be feeling the same way as you.
And I'm like, what is happening? And he even felt it. He's like, why does she keep staring
like
at
the
me?
Energy.
Like,
right.
It was so weird. She's smiling and stuff. Who is the artist? It was so long ago. I don't think it's, you know, it's a big deal now. It was Natalie Merchant.
Okay, out of all of the celebrities and singers, I would have never guessed Natalie Merchant hit on your husband.
Literally, when she started singing this song, Jealousy, I could feel myself turning green the whole time.
Was this song made for you? Or was she trying to get someone? Is this a part of the bit? You know what I mean?
It was just so weird. She just, every song, she was just singing it to him. And he even got uncomfortable. He was like, why is she staring at me this whole time? I'm like, I think she likes you. And he's like, I don't know, this is so weird. And so at one point he's like, we should go. And I was like, okay. He goes, I'll go first and then you go. And we were too embarrassed to leave at the same time.
That's too funny.
I'm like, what are you doing? But yes, that was my beef with Natalie Merchant back in the 2000s.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, Meta says Instagram did not get hacked. There's a security firm called Malwarebytes, and they say hackers hit more than 17 million accounts with fake password reset emails. Did you get one of these?
I don't think so, no.
I got one of these on one of my on one of my spam accounts. Malwarebytes says that crooks used an old Instagram API hole from 2024, pulled usernames, emails, phone numbers, sometimes home addresses. They say data already sits for sale on the dark web. So Meta, they gave a, it's kind of like a foggy reply. They said they fixed an issue where an outside party triggered password emails for some people. So they're not saying they got hacked, but they're not saying that they got hacked, you know?
That gray area answer, yeah.
No breach, they say, but also, yes, something strange. So if you got that reset link that you did not ask for, just change your password. Turn on the two-factor authentication if you have it, just to keep it safe.
Yeah, I need to get one of those because, I don't know, I have this weird feeling, and maybe you've signed up for this on Instagram, but you know how it asks you to add your tax info to get payouts for like bonuses, like if your video reaches over a certain amount of views or whatever. I don't do that. Like, I don't try to get paid for Instagram because I'm scared I'm going to get hacked with stuff like that.
Yeah, you do. You always have to be careful. You do, but then there's part of me that is like, my stuff's probably on the dark web already, honestly.
So. Just give it to me anyway.
Yeah. Also this morning, Travis Kelce is in talks with Netflix for a major sports broadcasting role. That is what sources are saying. Think lead hosts or maybe exclusive correspondent for live sports. His football future really kind of sits in rumor mode right now. So this kind of reads like a move towards life after the NFL. He's already dipped into acting and hosting, so now he could land on a global streaming stage breaking down games for millions of people.
That's cool. I mean, I love just listening to him and his brother on the podcast. I can see him doing something after retirement. But what do you think, and are Swifties saying anything about Travis Kelce possibly retiring soon?
I think that's just, not just Swifties. I think it's just like the whole NFL. When he left this last game that they played, and he stopped and he looked around at the field, he was saying, wow, this isn't going to happen again. So no official word yet, but there's a lot of signs pointing to it being the end. I would just hate for him to go out the way that they went out. It was a rough season for the Chiefs.
Same. I know. I'm not a fan of the Chiefs, but it's sad just because I am a fan of Travis Kelce.
Finally, this morning, a new report from the TSA shows that agents across the country are confiscating some weird things. What are you guys taking to the airport? A list of things that have been recovered by the TSA in 2025 is out. And some of these things are wild. Newark officers found a handgun hidden inside a guitar case, and later a BB gun tucked into a suitcase lining. Ninja throwing stars turned up in December. Baltimore agents stopped a flashlight taser and a knife hidden in a belt buckle. Newark, they even busted one of their own workers with a comb knife. You know those things that you come out and you hit the switch and it's...
Oh, yeah.
It was actual... They said it was a comb, but it was an actual knife, I guess. I don't know. One passenger tried to sneak pills hidden in a shoe. In one case, agents thought they found a bomb, which turned out to be a kid's switch with wires and buttons, and I guess they were trying to take it apart to see how it worked, and so it made it look like it was some sort of a bomb. The report shows how far some travelers will go to ignore the security rules. Meanwhile, this stuff is trying to get through, but I go in with my lotion that's over 3.2 ounces and they take that away.
When I was in Hong Kong, they took away just the bottle because the bottle was over 3.2 ounces, but the liquid wasn't. They said, sorry, you can't even have the bottle. Like, how can people be sneaking stuff like this and thinking they can get away with it?
What I don't understand is, like, sometimes what constitutes as a liquid. Like, I didn't think lotion was a liquid. And that's why I brought a full bottle on. And they took it. And it's fine. I learned my lesson. Never did it again. But then they're, can't you bring gravy through?
Oh, yeah.
So why can you bring gravy but not lotion?
I don't know. Is it because it's edible and like, oh, maybe they're going to eat it on the plane? I have no idea.
Well, yeah. Like, how do you know I don't eat my lotion? Maybe that's what I say. Now, you guys may have seen this video. A mom posted a TikTok video saying your husband should be able to take care of your kids without you having to leave a 3-page instruction manual. She said, if you still stress out when you leave the house, something is wrong. And a lot of moms went kind of crazy, right? In the comments, talking about mental load and schedules and how they feel like they have to run the whole family. So you were the one that saw this video, Steph. What was your take on that?
Yeah, at first when you hear this stuff, I'm not a parent, so I want to give moms the benefit of the doubt, like why they're going and feeling this way and this unpopular opinion. But I'm reading the comments in her video, and a lot of the comments, at least from my For You page, are agreeing with her. Like, if I could babysit at 13, how can a grown man not watch his own kid? And other people are like, if he can't babysit his own kids or watch his own kids, then you have an additional child. And I'm like, wow, they're really going after this dad. And I just feel a little bit bad because, you know, parents aren't given an instruction manual on when to how to have a child. So is it like a societal thing that moms have to take care of these things and that dads aren't just really, they're not as maybe capable or domesticated as these moms? Or what really is it? And I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Well, I feel like, yeah, I mean, obviously there's no instruction manual, but I feel like you got to step up. You know, everyone, man, woman, and women tend to take the low. Do you feel like the guy's getting a bad rap here?
A little bit. I mean, I don't know him, but it's just when I think of how I was raised, my mom told me that much later in life is that my dad never changed my diaper as a kid. And I'm like, well, is it because you never told him, or is it because as a woman or as a mom, that's what's expected? You're supposed to do that. I don't know if that's the same how it is now. Or
no, it's not. It's 2026.
That's
it's not,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, going on that old, like, old school thinking that girls are the caregivers and the boys, they're, you know, they're the workers. That's like saying the toys you play with are going to dictate what you do in life. You know, it's. I think we're so far past that. If you want to, like you say, you feel bad for the guy, but why? Like, he is going to be a dad. He should be a dad. You know, we don't lower the bar for dads, you know, because they're guys and they don't know. I think we're kind of playing into that old Disney dumb dad theory, you know, and all the Disney sitcoms. Dad's dumb and he doesn't. Dads aren't dumb. I think you're undercutting the dads. Dads are really smart. And if the dad's not being active in raising the child, that's on the dad. That's not on the mom to teach him. Mom, you got to teach the dad how to be a dad. No, like you both go into it not knowing anything. Ramon, you're a dad. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, so being a parent is the toughest job in the world ever. And yeah, I agree with the mom. The dad should know. I was always involved. I want to be involved. I change dirty diapers, especially those first 2 weeks where it's just tar and it's just sticky. Those first 2 weeks were the worst.
Before they get any food in their system.
Yes, that was the worst. But yeah, I don't mind packing school lunches or anything like that. I know his school schedule, his specials for the week or whatnot. So I agree with the mom. The only trope I do fall into, though, I don't know his sizes. So people ask me his shoe size. I'm like, I don't know. But that's the only thing. I'm pretty heavily involved.
But you show up fully, and that's there's so many dads that do that, which I love that, and you should do that, and you don't get an extra gold star because you're a dad who does that, because moms do that too. Like,
correct.
Everybody should be involved. I don't think that we should, you know, oh well, he's a dad, be patient with him. No, you gotta do your part too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was really good. I was able to do like changing diapers and grabbing wipes like one hand with one hand. So I got pretty good.
Man, you're doing like little mini pit stops here, yeah. Christine. Hey, good morning. What do you think?
I agree with Ramon. So I have a spouse who honestly, when I leave the house, it is stressful, and I have to get a text message maybe an hour later, like, when are you coming home? And it's like he's stressed out just to be home with our own kids. And we only have two of them. However, they are insane, but I understand. Yeah, it, 7 and 3, so
you
I
find
that,
a way to deal but... with it, right, Christine? Like, that's what you do as a parent. And I think that... when we say, like, well, dad's going to babysit. No, he's going to take care of his child. Yeah. Dads don't babysit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. He doesn't babysit. Thing, like, I've talked to him about it and everything. And I've also seen dads, like, friends, spouses, who are amazing, who sound like Ramon. I mean, my husband, like, changed diapers and everything. Like, he'll do the logistics. But when it comes to, like, yeah, not nothing to a Ramon, not at all. But my husband doesn't even know the size, but he doesn't also know, like, what color shirt he put him on that day or what specials he has that day. I don't know. I'm just really good at memorizing things that I guess aren't that important. But yet, just like Ramon, I know what specials he has. I know what he was supposed to be doing today. I know what project was due.
Oh, hold on. I accidentally hit hold. So, Christine, yeah. No, I agree with you. And it's okay to not know shoe sizes sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, kids grow. Sometimes you get behind on that stuff. Thank you so much, Christine. Let's talk to Chrissy. Chrissy, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. So, my husband and I actually almost got divorced over this. And that was about a year ago. It was a younger dad when we got married, and I feel like the younger generation, they're just having I don't even know how to articulate it. They're more into their hobbies, into the things that they're into, and sometimes it takes the wife to just tell them, like, hey, I'm doing the kids getting ready for school, handling the housework, handling pretty much everything, and I'm at my breaking point. It took me vocalizing how I felt for him to understand. And since then, he's been amazing. So I'm not saying the men are doing this intentionally, but maybe they're just not aware.
Yeah, I think the communication is key for anything that's bothering you, whether it's kid-related or work-related. You got to communicate how you're feeling, for sure. But I also think they need to get in the trenches with you and your first-time parents. You got to learn this stuff together, because we don't just have this manual that says, oh, I played with dolls, I know how to do this. No, like, I was playing in the dirt and in the mud, and I had Barbies, but I still didn't know what I was doing, you know?
Yeah, I feel like when thinking of, like, women as nurturers and men as the providers, I think now that we're here in 2026, we really are starting to blend these gender roles, and it's only going to help our kids and the kids after that.
And she did mention hobbies. You can always get them into your hobbies, right? Like, I was playing video games and he was sitting right next to me. We're playing together.
Yeah, and he's probably going to beat you before too long,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, he's already trying to brag.
I love it. Let's talk to Bianca. Bianca, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I feel like sometimes it deals with communication and expectations, just much like Christy said, communicating what you need and then not having the same expectations for your husband that you do of yourself. Because I will say, I need help making dinner, but then it's not done the way I need it to be done. And I'm like, oh, well, then I'll just do it. And it's like, he was doing exactly what he was asked, but he didn't do it the way you needed it done.
Do you think maybe, Bianca, your expectations are just like a little unrealistic? Because I do the same thing. Like, I do the same thing where I'm like, I want it this way. It's like, no, you know what? If it's not this way, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, no, totally. And I've had to, like, really take a step back and take a breather. Like, he's doing exactly what you're asking, and they are fine. They're content. They don't know any different. They just know that daddy's doing it, and it's great.
I think the argument is that they don't, when we say they don't know any difference, we're giving them a pass to be dumb about it. Learn the difference.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You have to take the time. The internet exists. Parenting books exist. Other dads exist. You know, you have the tools to get the information. You know, what I mean?
It's funny. I'm listening to you guys and talk about, you know, parenting and stuff. Marriage is one thing. Marriage is like working through all the problems. Parenting, I feel, is like a whole other level.
Oh, it is a different level, but it's so rewarding. Like, I would never want to say anything like, oh, don't have kids. It's too, it's hard. Ramon, it's the hardest thing ever, right? But it's so rewarding.
Hardest job I've ever had, but he is adorable, so.
Yeah. Wait, you told me never have kids. That was one of the advice that he gave, that Ramon gave me.
And I'm sticking to that. I'm just saying.
Maybe just for you specifically, or what? Jeez. All right, let's do this. It's time to win. Time to play the Mega Minute.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Michelle, you're calling D.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. I really want you to win these tickets. Bruno Mars, win them before you can buy him tickets. This tour is going to be insane. Did you hear the new single when we were playing it on Friday?
I did. It's very good. I'm so excited. This is amazing.
Let's do this. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and you are going to the show before anyone else. Like I said, true, win them before you can buy them. You ready to do this?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Michelle, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
With which artist does Bruno Mars collaborate with in the song Die With a Smile?
Pass.
Which Disney movie is the character John Smith in?
Pocahontas.
Yes. In the McDonald's logo, what color is the letter M?
Yellow.
Yes. What cheese is known for its holes?
Swiss.
Yes. In Harry Potter, what is the name of the prison guarded by Dementors?
Azkaban.
Yes. What is the name of the last solo album Bruno Mars released in 2016?
Pass.
Haley Steinfeld is married to which NFL quarterback?
Pass.
Which TV and film award show aired last night?
Teen Choice?
No. What is your uncle's son to you?
Uncle's son, my cousin?
Yes. What exam qualifies a lawyer to practice law?
The bar.
Yes. What artist does Bruno Mars collaborate with in the song Die With a Smile?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
What is the name? Oh, no. The two Bruno questions stripped you off, but I'm so sorry, Michelle. Die With a Smile. Oh, man, we play that song so much, but maybe we don't say it enough. He sings with Lady Gaga in that song, Michelle. The name of his last solo album that came out in 2016, 24 Karat Magic, 24K Magic. We would have accepted that. Haley Steinfeld, she's married to which NFL quarterback? That is Josh Allen. And the TV and film award show that aired last night, the Golden Globes.
Oh, man.
Oh, Michelle, I'm so sorry. What a bummer. Other than that, you got through all 10 questions. Just unfortunately, didn't get them all correct. So that means caller 20 right now. Those tickets are yours. Two of them to see Bruno Mars, his romantic tour at Allegiant Stadium on April 10th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, the NFL wildcard round ends tonight when the Houston Texans head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Kickoff hits at 5:15 tonight on ESPN and ABC. The weekend, though, already delivered some major stress for people. The Rams, they edged the Panthers 34-31. The Bears pulled off a wild comeback and beat the Packers 31-27 after they were trailing by 18. And then on Sunday, that kept the heart attacks coming. Josh Allen ran in a late touchdown as the Bills beat the Jaguars 27-24. And then the 49ers knocked off the defending champion Eagles 23-19. Then the Patriots shut down the Chargers 16-3, which means Justin Herbert adds another tough playoff exit to his resume.
Justin Herbert, where were you last night? I mean, the frustration as a Chargers fan watching last night made me so angry because No plays were being good. No plays were great. Whenever we had a turnover, we never capitalized. And this is the third loss in the playoffs from Justin Herbert. I don't know. I'm really frustrated as a Chargers fan, but I'm also like, the better team won. The Patriots did really well last night.
Yeah, hopefully that's not his legacy. Like, yeah. You know, you never want to see that happen to someone who, he was my quarterback for fantasy this year, and I got a lot of points with him, so that's a bummer that he did so poorly.
The Chargers do have a terrible O-line, and it finally caught up to him, because he's been getting sacked all year, and it finally, like I said, finally caught up to him.
How did you guys do with the predictions that we made last week?
I am so far 3-2.
3-2?
Yes.
Matt missed one, he said.
I was going to say, which one was that again?
The one with Lovely Locks. What's his name?
He picked the Eagles.
He picked the Eagles, but wasn't it the Jags that he was?
He picked the Jaguars to beat the Bills, and the Bills won.
Yes.
That was the game.
That's the game,
everything
yeah.
else he got right.
No, he chose Eagles. I have it written down. I wrote them down.
Oh, he told me he only missed one. Maybe I misunderstood him.
Okay.
No, we got to get him back on the show, though. All I could think about is, oh, my God, we got to go for the night.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Like, I talk like that. Come on. Now.
Please, can we get him back for this weekend?
I went home that day, and I go, do I really talk like that? He goes, yes. I was like, what?
You definitely do not talk like that.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Oh, my gosh, it's definitely going to be the Niners.
Also this morning, Mattel, they just launched a new Barbie designed to represent people on the autism spectrum. Now, this doll includes flexible joints for repetitive movements, noise-canceling headphones, and a tablet with alternate communication apps. Mattel says they worked with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network for more than 2 weeks to create this doll that represents a large portion of Americans. The doll goes on sale today at Target and the Mattel shop. Walmart will get it in March, but I just love how Barbie just keeps coming up with different ways to represent different groups of people. I think it's really cool.
I think it's so cute too. I'm looking at the doll and I was like, oh, I would love to. If I was like that age and I still collected, I would totally get it.
It's adorable.
Like,
yeah. Finally, this morning, the biggest trend on social media right now is pulling everyone straight back to 2016. The hashtag #BringBack2016 is popping up as Gen Z says 2026 already feels tired and heavy. So TikTok searches for the term 2016 have jumped 452% over the last week. More than 55 million videos are now using 2016 filters, which means that old school vibes, messy selfies, throwback edits all over your feed, that is coming back in style. Spotify data also showed a 71% jump in playlists built around 2016 hits. So like Drake, Rihanna, Chainsmokers, all back in heavy rotation. People say the internet felt more fun back then, less pressure, less like curated feeds, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Less sponsored, less AI. Mm-hmm. So think challenges like the mannequin challenge, Chewbacca mom.
Remember this song though? The Black Beatles with the mannequin challenge?
Yeah, absolutely.
I could say that this can go. Like, if we were bringing back 2016, I wouldn't want
you
Black
like Beatles.
No, it was
fun.
No, everywhere you looked, it was a mannequin challenge.
Oh, there's people freezing again.
I thought it was funny for the time.
I
liked it at the time. You know what I want back from 2016? The Super Bowl champions in that year.
Oh, who was it?
The Denver Broncos.
Oh, no,
I want the World Series champions back that year.
The Cubs?
That's right.
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, I am going to tell you about the most awkward thing I have done in public in a long time. It involves the UNLV hockey game on Friday night. A nice guy doing something nice for me and me doing something so wrong. My daughter was so embarrassed by me. What happened? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mercedes in the morning. So this weekend just wrecked me in probably one of the smallest, like pettiest ways. But have you ever done something and then it like plays on a loop in your mind forever? Like, why did I do that? Like, what was I thinking? And that's exactly what happened to me on Friday night. I was at the UNLV hockey game, which, by the way, if you have not been to a UNLV hockey game, you gotta go. This team was so much fun to watch. I had the best time and I was really excited because I got to do the puck drop
That's
on
so
Friday
cool.
night. It was so great. We had the best time. They ended up winning. But what got me is what happened during the puck drop, and I am sending you guys the video right now because this will live on forever. It's so cringy to watch. So they asked me to drop the puck. I'm out there on the ice, the lights, the crowd, the captains for both teams right in front of me. I just was so excited. I can't explain it. I was on the ice and I'm just like, this is the coolest thing ever. Oh
yeah.
My God. I dropped the puck. And the captain of the UNLV team scoops it up and hands it to me. Total pro moment. I take it. I smile. I'm like, I'm here. This is so cool. I look around. I'm like, wow. I walk off. I get back to Brooklyn, who was standing there filming this whole thing, okay, on my phone. She looks at me like I just committed a social crime. And she goes, you didn't shake his hand. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, he put his hand out to you to shake it and you walked away.
Rude. Oh no, that's so rude.
My soul left my body when she told me this. I go, you're kidding me. And she's like, no. She's like, I have it on video. I looked at the video and I felt sick to my stomach. I was like,
okay,
are you kidding me? I just sent you the video.
Okay, I'm watching the video. You drop.
It's so cringy, you guys.
Drop the puck. He picks it up. Right when you turn, he has his hand out like you're about to shake it. And you can even see in his body language how embarrassed he is because you... Wait, what were your thoughts going on when the puck dropped? Were you like nervous?
I was nervous and I was excited to be there. And just like everything that was happening, it was just really a cool moment. And also, I don't know if I can touch the players.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have some rule, like no touch. I don't know. I didn't think about it, honestly. And I didn't see him put his hand out. So much for basic human decency. This nice guy is out there trying to shake my hand. And I'm like, bye. And I just walk away.
Gosh.
I wanted to cry.
You know what the worst part is? In the video, it looks like you're looking at his hand. Like, like you did it on purpose. You're like looking right at him.
Wait, let me rewatch this video.
It looks like she's looking right at it.
Do we have permission to post this video on social media so our viewers and listeners can see what we're talking about?
Just please don't make me feel worse than I already do, you guys. Please. So for 2 days straight, I have been living inside this moment. Like me walking away from the nicest hockey captain ever, like I was too important to shake his hand.
I'm Mercedes.
I mean, I am polite to strangers. I thank Siri after she does something for me. That is not how I roll. So have you ever done something cringy that just makes your stomach drop when you think about it? I am so embarrassed about what I did.
You know, when you were telling me this story earlier, I really thought that, and I'm thinking the worst, because yes, is this cringy and would I be thinking up and staying up all night thinking about it? Yes, but I'm thinking the worst. I'm thinking you turned around, you slipped on the ice, your butt fell. Like, this isn't too bad, but I do agree. I would be in my head just like you are.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of the burnt toast theory?
No.
No.
Okay, so the burnt toast theory is like, if you do something different, it changes the whole outcome of everything that happens after that.
Oh, kind of like the butterfly effect,
yeah.
In a sense.
So what if I did shake his hand that night? Then maybe they would have lost the game. They ended up winning. What if I hurt his hand and then he goes back? He's like, my hand feels weird. I can't hold the stick.
Firm handshake.
Maybe I did him a favor by not shaking his hand.
See, I like this thinking because we're very superstitious. Like when we wear our favorite socks during our game. This might be a superstition. Like, whoever does the puck drop moving forward at the UNLV hockey games, you have set a tradition, Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Do not shake the captain's hand.
Maybe it's only for good luck. I don't know. 702-364-9400 is our number. The cringiest thing you have ever done. Who's that on hold, Ramon?
So, it is the one and only captain that you left hanging.
He's on the phone right now?
Joseph Carollo is on the phone.
Oh. Mr. Captain himself of UNLV Hockey.
Oh, my God.
Wants to chat about it.
Do you think you owe him an apology? Maybe
I do owe him an apology, but I'm too embarrassed.
This is your opportunity maybe to talk about how he feels, what really went down. It'd be nice to get his perspective on if he thinks it's rude or not.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I got to mentally collect myself here. I'm not ready for this. I'm getting hot. Is it hot in here?
No, it's getting kind of warm. I'm sweating too.
Okay. Tell Ramon, will you tell him? Tell him I need 2 minutes and 47 seconds. That's how long Imagine Dragons is. I tell him we'll talk to him.
He does sound in a good mood, I'll say that.
He does. Oh, my gosh. He's the nicest guy ever. Okay. And he's a Vegas-born kid.
I like him already.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We'll talk to the captain of the UNLV hockey team that I snubbed unintentionally, Joseph Carolla. We'll talk to him coming up after Imagine Dragons. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And if you have not been to a UNLV hockey game, what are you doing with your life? Oh my gosh. They play two games this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I had the honor of dropping the puck on Friday. And as I did it, the captain of the team, Joseph Carolla, he picked up the puck, handed it to me, and put his hand out to shake my hand. Mercedes didn't see that and walked away, leaving him there with his hand out. What a dummy I was. And we have the captain on the on the phone right now. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Joseph. Oh, thank you for calling into the show. First off, I owe you a huge apology. I am so sorry for walking away from your handshake on Friday night.
It's totally fine. It happens more than you think, to be honest.
Are you serious? Like, what did you think when I took it? I took the puck from you, and then I just, like, turned around and walked away. I was so, like, in the moment. Like, it was such a cool experience being there. Were you like, oh, okay, bye?
At first, I'm not going to lie, yes, I was like, oh, okay. Then I thought about it. It is a little awkward once I hand you the puck with one hand and then go to shake your hand with the same hand. So it does happen.
Oh, gosh. I feel so bad because I walk off. My daughter is like, you just left him hanging. And then one of the trainers, the coaches said, you know, you're supposed to shake their hand after you got the puck. And I was like, oh, God, everyone saw that. I was so embarrassed.
No worries at all. It happens. It does happen a lot.
Did you hear what I said? What if I shook your hand, Joseph, and I hurt your hand, and then it would have messed up the game for you? Like, maybe it was a good thing that I forgot to do that.
I was listening when you said that. I mean, hey, it could have happened. You never know.
Do you think, and Captain, tell me if I'm wrong, do you guys, like, prep the people that do the puck drop? Do you say, hey, you know, you're going to do the puck drop, you're going to shake the captain's hand, and then you're going to walk away? Is there a process like that?
I don't personally. Our media team might take care of that, but I'm truly not sure.
Well, you know what, Joseph? I had the best time at the game. I cannot wait to come in for another game. You guys are, I mean, national champs here. Your season is going really well. You had two big wins over the weekend. Talk to us about this team and why this season is so special for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, coming off of historic year last year, there was a lot of pressure and we didn't know how we were going to be able to handle it, especially with 10 new freshmen this year. But everyone stepped up and we've been super successful so far and we just want to keep it rolling.
Now, you guys, you have some more games coming up, but when's your next home game?
We do. January 23rd and 24th at City National Arena, and the 23rd is our Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
Oh, gosh, everyone needs to go. I'm telling you, I mean, I love the Golden Knights games, don't get me wrong, but I had the best time at the UNLV hockey game.
I'm just going to put this out there. What if we did a redo? Mercedes comes out there, and she does the puck drop again, and this time she's going to give you a firm handshake. She's going to look you right in the eye, Captain, and then it's going to be that. And we can all be there to support you.
I just want to shake
Let's
his hand. I just want to just shake it in private and tell you I'm sorry and give you a big hug.
Oh, man.
Talk to us about just the team. You're a Vegas kid, one of two on the team. I mean, how does it feel playing for your hometown team?
It's super, super special. I grew up in Las Vegas, like you said, and just have the opportunity to come back and play for the university here is just amazing. Amazing experience for me.
What is your favorite thing to do here in Las Vegas? Like, where's your favorite place to go eat?
To eat? Oof. I like Jing in downtown Summit, but I'm not a huge, like, go on outer kind of guy. I like the nature. I'm like Red Rock and stuff.
You're so naturey. I love it.
He seems like the best Vegas-born hockey captain I've ever met in my entire life. We need a redo. Maybe we invite him into the station or even just something like that for a redo for the handshake.
We'll all shake your hand at that point, Joseph. You are seriously a great player. I really loved watching you. I want to be more involved with the team, whatever we can do to help you guys out. So can't wait. January 23rd, you guys are playing... Who, Colorado State?
Colorado State University, yes.
How are they? Are they good or eh?
They're good.
Isn't that the college you went to, Mercedes?
No, my brother went to Colorado State. Oh. I went to University of Colorado Boulder.
Got it.
But I graduated from UNLV, so
she's a Rebels girl at heart.
Joseph, you're such a nice guy. Thank you for being patient with me. And again, I am so sorry.
No worries at all. Thank you, guys.
You have a great day. Well, how cool is it that was awesome. The captain called it?
Hey, so I posted the video on our Instagram.
Oh, God.
I posted it on, if you want to check out the video over Mercedes accidentally snubbed the captain of the UNLV hockey team, it's on our Instagram at Mercedes in the AM.
Please be nice. Please be nice. It was an accident. My apologies in advance.
Redo.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jennifer, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Hey, Mercedes. I'm so excited.
Hey, are you ready to play some Heads Up for these Ed Sheeran tickets?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's do it. We've got five categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Got Milk, Slice Baby, Pack Your Bags, Hats Off, or Tune Time?
Ooh. I don't even know. Hats off. Let's go hats off.
Hats off. Okay. Yeah, I like it. National Hat Day is on Thursday. These are all just different types of hats. It's kind of simple, but okay. I think we got this. Okay. 6 and 60 seconds. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds starts now.
You might wear this when it's cold outside. Like they're very warm.
Beanie?
Yes. If you're on a construction site, you would wear one of these.
Hard hat.
Yes. If in Mexico, they make these kind of hats.
Sombrero.
Yes. This is, you might wear a sun one of these to keep the sun out.
Visor.
Yes. This is, if you're in Texas, you might wear one of these.
Cowboy.
Yes. This is, if you are getting your diploma, you'd wear one of these.
Graduation cap.
Yes! Wow, Jennifer!
Too easy.
I think records were possibly set on that one. You were so fast. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Going to see Ed Sheeran. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Hey, want to remind you, we're in a new year. But doesn't mean we don't want to stop putting the spotlight on amazing teachers. So we are looking for our January Teacher of the Month. Do you know a teacher that deserves that spotlight? Because we have some really cool things that we want to do for them. The Teacher of the Month, once you nominate them, they're going to get a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet and another $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. We also have that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So here's what you got to do. Just nominate your teacher. Tell us why they're so great. It's super quick and it's really easy. Go to our website at mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and that's where you can tell us all about them. We're going to do the winner by random draw and entries close on Friday. So get those nominations in today. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I am convinced that you men have some unspoken man rules, and I want some explanation here. I tried to get it from my husband, and he just says, it is what it is, basically. So every time we go out in public and my husband makes eye contact with another guy, he does this thing. And Ramon, maybe you do this too. Like, for instance, the last time I remember seeing this full force was at the airport. We're sitting at the gate, people everywhere, total chaos, and this guy sits down right across from my husband, and my husband looks up, looks at him, nods at him, the guy nods back at my husband, and then they go back to their phones. Like, no words, no smiles, just like a quick head nod. And I go, do you know him? And he's like, no. Like, why'd you nod your head at him? He goes, that's just what guys do.
It's true.
Wait, with the nod, was it like a nod where like the chin is down or the chin is up? Like, what's up?
Well, let me go more into that. So I was fascinated by this whole thing. I'm like, why do you do that? Why do you nod at other guys? He's like, that's just what guys do. He goes, but if I know the guy, I don't go down nod. I go chin up nod. So if Ramon sat across from him and he saw Ramon, he would go chin up. Like, what's up, dude? What is this hidden language you guys do?
He is 100% right. Up, if you know him, down is kind of like a sign of respect. And I don't know. I remember my dad doing it when I was growing up, like at 10 years old, and it just kept going, I guess. I mean, yeah, everyone does it.
What is that all about? Do you feel like, and do you guys have more of those unspoken rules? And ladies, do we have any of these unspoken rules?
Oh, yeah, there's countless. The urinals, if there's 5 urinals, there's only 3. You never pee right next to each other.
What if you have to go so bad?
I guess if it's an emergency, yes, but it's not. You go every other one.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question for the guys. What is it with this? Do you guys know what dapping up means? Like when you greet a guy, like guy on guys do this where if they don't go for him for a handshake, they go in for like this handshake, they give a half hug, like, what's up, dude? Versus like a regular hug. Is there like some mutual respect thing going on when guys dap each other up?
Yeah, I guess so. Usually I do that, the half a hug, if I, you know, close relationship, if I'm really cool with you. Other than that, maybe just a pound or a regular handshake if, you know, we're just acquaintances.
I think ladies have some of these too. It's an unspoken rule that if you ever see like a woman's skirt tucked in the back of her hose, you have to tell her, or her tights or whatever. I think that if a woman is crying in a bathroom, you ask her if she's okay, or you just offer her a hug. There's got to be other unspoken women rules because the guy ones are too good.
The teeth, the makeup on the teeth or lipstick on teeth, for sure. You don't even have to say anything. All you have to do is a motion, which is you get your finger, you pretend like you're taking makeup off your teeth, and the girl already knows.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, thank you. You know, you always put the tampon underneath the bathroom stall if they say that they need one.
Oh, but yes.
If there is an emergency, you always hand over your extra pads or tampons or whatever they may need. You have to do that.
I feel like I'm not a good friend sometimes when people are like, do you have it on you? Like, I feel like it's my responsibility to always have a backup on me. And when I don't, I'm like, oh, no, I don't. I'm so sorry.
I've done that before where I had one, but I knew I was going to need it. So I was like, no, sorry.
Hey, you got to take care of yourself first. Sorry.
Exactly. Like, hey, girl, I'm not going to be home for another 8 hours. I'm sorry. It's mine.
You never know when it's going to start.
Exactly.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, there's this new survey that came out this morning, and it's showing that Gen Z is sticking with one job for an average of 1.8 years, which is about 22 months. Why do you think it's so short? They say 58% admit that they took a job that they already knew was short-term and low commitment. 47% say they plan to leave their current job within a year, and only a quarter say they see their current role as something that is actually going to be long-term, and less than half think that loyalty even pays off anymore.
I don't know. The only Gen Z in my family are my niece and my nephew, and they've been with their job. I mean, my nephew kind of just started, but he's going to be a police officer, and he plans on being one forever.
Yeah, that's so not the, that's like a career, right? Yeah. So that you're going to stick with that for a while.
Is it because it's like they think these things aren't careers, and they're just these like jobs until I find my career?
I think sometimes we get very like, I don't know, what's the word, where we think that there's something better always around the corner when maybe it's not, and we force it. Like maybe they're thinking, oh, there's got to be something better. So they don't like fully commit, and they just kind of hope that something new is going to come to their universe. I don't know. Maybe they keep looking for jobs while they're currently working.
I'm actually okay with this. If you're unhappy, if you're miserable, then yeah, go find something else. It's, you know, do what's best for you.
But you also have to pay your bills. Like, I don't get me wrong. I think you should always be happy doing what you do. But for everyone that's not reality, right?
Yeah.
You have to take care of your family.
Yeah. I feel like even if it was this job or another job, like, even though I know I'm unhappy right now, I mean, unhappiness is honestly not going to pay the bill. It's going to pay the bill. You got to, at the end of the day, sometimes you got to suck it up, and you just got to move on and move forward with the job.
And sometimes it's not easy to just go find another job.
Oh, yeah, this
economy. Let me just go find one. Also this morning, there's a new HelloFresh survey that found that the average American wastes nearly $3,000 a year on unused groceries. Mm. How many of you have done this? You know, the main villain is leftovers. About a quarter of people say they always or often cook too much and they plan to eat it later, but people put the leftovers in the fridge around three times a week and then forget about them. And then nearly a third admit once food goes out of sight, it kind of goes out of mind. Your fridge has kind of become that graveyard of good intentions, but you don't remember the stuff is in there.
Is there something in your fridge where you're like, oh, why did I even bother? I told myself I was going to eat this, but it just sits there.
Every time, bagged salad. I cannot tell you the number of times I buy a bag of salad, I put it in the crisper, I forget it's there until it's time to go to the store again, and I buy another bag of salad, and I replace that bag of salad, and I never eat the bag salad.
I hate bag salads, by the way. I heard they're not good for you, but I mean, they're still good. What about you, Ramon?
Throwing away food drives me insane. Like you said, it's just a waste of money. You're literally throwing away your money. It drives me crazy. So I try to eat as much leftovers as possible, but there's always some at the end of the week, and it drives me crazy.
Mine is tofu.
I love tofu,
really? But I just don't have the energy to make it because the way that James makes this cold tofu dish, it smells up the entire apartment. So I have to be like in the mood to really air everything out. But that tofu's been sitting in my fridge for at least 3 months.
You will never find leftover tofu in my house ever because I don't buy it in the first place.
Agreed.
Finally, this morning, a woman in India has filed a police complaint against her husband after she found out that he hid his baldness from her.
Baldness?
With a wig. Her name is Lavika Gupta. She says she agreed to marry Sanyam Jain because she was promised a man with thick, healthy hair. Well, after the wedding, she learned the hair was not real. She also claims he lied about having a college degree and about how much money he makes. Sheetha says that things went further during a trip abroad where she claims that he got a little too handsy with her and he even tried to get her to smuggle marijuana from Thailand back to India. So wait a second. So he's basically a drug dealer.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Possibly assaulted her. Lied about his income, lied about his college degree, but we're mad about the hair.
And I want to know how she found out. Were they like getting intimate and when they, like the wig was starting to fall off? Like, I want to vision it.
Yeah, you think like of all the things that are going to make you just dump a guy. She listed all of them, but you know, once the hair gets involved, we're going too far.
Spoiler alert, it will fall off eventually.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time for Jerk or Justified. Do you have an issue that you want us to hash out, throw out to our listeners who give seriously the best advice? Send us an email, send us a DM. You can do it through our website, mix941.fm, or through social, Mercedes in the AM. This one says, hey guys, I have the best jerk or justified for you. I'm writing because I'm in the middle of a really awkward situation with one of my closest friends. She is getting married in Mexico, and I am one of her bridesmaids. The dresses are sleeveless, so our arms and armpits will be showing in all of the photos. A few weeks ago, she pulled me aside and asked me if I would shave my armpits for the wedding. I don't shave them, and it's something I feel comfortable with. When I told her no, she got upset and said I should be willing to make small sacrifices since I am in her wedding party. She told me the wedding is not about me and that I'm being stubborn over something simple. I told her I felt like she was crossing a line by asking me to change my body for her wedding. Now things are awkward between us and she is acting like I am ruining her big day. So am I the jerk or am I justified for refusing to shave my armpits for my friend's wedding? Or was she a jerk for even asking me to? From Taylor.
Ooh.
702-364-9400 is our number. My question would be, what's your reasoning? Is this just a personal preference? Is this a religious reason? That I don't know if there's like religions that prohibit that. I know there are from cutting your hair for some religions.
Oh, yeah. Or so, health concerns, maybe?
Yeah. What's the reasoning behind it? For me, I always try to find like, is there a compromise? Like, is there a way that both of you will walk away? Like, okay, that's cool with me. Maybe it's don't show your armpits in the pictures. Keep your arms to the side. Maybe it's trimming them a little bit just so that's not so out there. But, you know, I see both sides. I get it. You don't want to be told how you have to look for a certain thing. But I also understand hers. Like, I don't want to the focus of my bridal pictures to be a woman with hairy pits in it, because that's the first thing everyone's going to look at.
And, like,
you know?
How long are the hairs is my question.
Are
and
they
asked.
Bushy?
Yeah, like, is it going to be distracting? But, I mean, and I'll be honest, I don't like to shave my armpits. I like to get them waxed. And the reason why I don't like to shave is because, one, it comes out thicker, and two, when I look at my armpits, honestly, I get cross-eyed and I get a little dizzy.
So it's hard for you to shave
them? Yes, exactly. So I just let it grow out and I'll wax them. But at the same time, it's like, what a weird ask, right? Like, hey, for my wedding, can you shave your armpits? Like, how do you even bring that up? So I really think that question is weird. But at the same time, I see it on the other side too. Like, as the bride, the hair is gonna grow back. I mean, you shave it for one event and then you go back to your normal, you know, lifestyle or how you want to change your. She's not asking you to change your body. She's just asking for a simple request, and your body will, the hair will grow back.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What if it is for religious reasons? Let's just throw that out there. If that's the case, then what? Like, hands off?
Yeah, hands off.
Yeah, you can't argue that. What do you think, Ramon?
I've also been going back and forth, and I think I'm going to lean towards the friend. I think Taylor is the jerk for asking her to shave, because it says here they're close friends, and so she should have known asking her this or making the dresses sleeveless. She knew this was going to be an issue. She knew this was going to be a conversation. And you talked about compromise. Maybe she can be the only bridesmaid wearing a sleeve.
Okay, so Taylor's not the jerk. The friend is the jerk. The bride is the jerk,
yes.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're getting tons of texts here. This one says, the bride is absolutely right. Shave your armpits. It's her day. It's just hair, right? That's from Angelique. This one says, you are being stubborn. It's a simple ask. Shave. It'll grow back. You are the jerk. This one says, OMG, no, the friend is totally a jerk. She obviously knows she doesn't shave her armpits. Rachel says the photographer can Photoshop that so it doesn't appear in the photo.
I love this idea, but is that going to cost extra on the photographer for each photo she's in?
Maybe you offer. Maybe you say, hey, here's my compromise. I'm not going to shave, but I will pay the extra fee for Photoshop for the photographer to take that out. Maybe you do something like that.
Yeah, but when are you ever in bridesmaids photos and your arms are up? Is it like when you're throwing the bouquet? Is it when you're on the dance floor? Like, what you said, why doesn't she just be mindful and keep her arms down?
Because you know that some wedding DJ is going to play the YMCA and it's all over.
You're
at that
so
point.
Right.
It's Mix 94.1.